Our scripture reading for today is taken from Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 22, and our Lord says, "And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he's in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, he's in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. You've probably heard of the Shakers. The Shakers were a non-Trinitarian sect that started over in England, got driven out of England because of their strange beliefs, and came here to America a little bit after the Revolutionary War. One of their followers or founders was a woman that became known as Mother Ann Lee. And she drew followers to herself because of her intense preaching about Christianity. She was very down on anything that had to do with sex, and even tried to talk people out of getting married. She began to claim that she had visions of Jesus, and that Jesus was appearing to her and strengthening her message to people. She even got to the point by the end of her career of claiming to be the female second coming of Christ. This is not unusual in the history of the church, that people claim to be Christ or claim to have new revelations from him. It'd be fun to see Jesus, wouldn't it? It'd be amazing to witness Christ and to have him show up in chapel today instead of me. The devil likes to prey on this inside of all of us. He likes to prey upon this urge in us to see our Lord and to actually be in his presence. He knows how badly we want to be around our Savior. He knows how important our Savior is to us, what he's done for us, dying on the cross for us, shedding his blood to forgive all of our sins, giving us peace with God, the hope of everlasting life in heaven, the resurrection. All of that is packaged for us into this one man, our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Man. And so the devil knows this. He knows how much we appreciate our Savior, and he likes to try to find ways to use that against us. And the danger is that we can be sucked into just any old person who claims that they've had a revelation from Jesus, a special appearance from him, or maybe even claim to be Jesus come back again. We're tempted by pizzazz. We want a little bit more bling in our religion. As a pastor, I've had a handful of members, at least maybe a dozen or so, that claim to have had special revelations from Christ, claim to have had special appearances from him. And what I've noticed with them is when I try to talk to them about it and direct them back to passages like the one I just read to you, they don't want to listen to that. They want to talk about their experience. They want to talk about how they went through this and what it meant to them and what it did for them. And you can easily see what Jesus is warning about, how we can get sucked in to some of these types of things. Now, let's be very clear. God is very capable of coming to us in supernatural and amazing ways. We have examples throughout the Bible of him appearing to people through dreams and visions, special appearances, loud voices, fire in a bush, you name it, many ways. And yet this same God comes to us through his word and warns us not to go chasing after things where once he has now given us his word. He always directs us back to where he wishes to be found, even if it's maybe not where we'd like to find him, even if we think it's not exciting enough. But it's through this that God would have us stay ready for his reappearing. When Jesus truly arrives, there's not going to be any question that it's happened. There's not going to be any question where he is. Just as a lightning bolt flashes all the way across the sky, if anybody's outside at night seeing that, Nobody can miss it. So it will be with the coming of the Son of Man when he finally returns. There will be no need to try to convince anybody that Christ has arrived. The hymn in front of us says, "Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty." You college students, as you get out and get going with your career and maybe start looking at even someday a retirement plan, have to be very careful with what you might invest in, where you might invest your financial future, because if you listen to bad advice and put your investment in the wrong place, it could bring financial ruin for you. And so it is for us spiritually on a much higher level. Our Lord Jesus does not want you and me investing in any of these things that could catch us off guard and ultimately lead us away from truly being ready for his return. And so Christ always directs you spiritually to be invested where he wishes to be found. Listen to what he says. "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Thanks be to God. Amen.